Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8, and then from the hour 8, it is men's dialogue. And that is happening throughout up to 9. So I'm with you in the next 3 hours. Thank you so much to Johan Els, and thank you so much, sir, for keeping us company, the goodwill, and giving us hope. Thank you. It's grateful to hear you, to hear your voice and your words of encouragement that we hear from you, even privately. Thank you so much for making one to always look forward to a moment of sitting behind this mic and doing the work, taking the bar from where you had placed it and running a bit further. We trust that the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in the mighty way. And then, of course, it's going to be a great one. I'll be talking to Professor Buyi Sondezi, and then also Baruch Yah in Cape Town. Buyi Sondezi, the professor, is in Joburg, and we will be touching base with her. But not only them, I have also invited friends. You can call them guest friends for the show, and they will be partaking together with us because the topic is just amazing. It is just beautiful. But hey, I'd like us to start this way.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
Great song indeed, I trust you are enjoying that one. El DeBarge, heart, mind and soul, I just want to save you, Father, each and every time. And just be found doing this for you, my mind, heart, body and soul. All these are hungry for you, they want to save you throughout. Welcome to it. Let me welcome our guests. We have from the University of Johannesburg, my friend and a very trusted friend, Professor Buyi Sondezi is on the line. Greetings to you, Professor. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, my brother. Thank you very much. I greet you and a beautiful family. In the glorious name of our King Yahushua HaMashiach, I also greet Brother Baruch Yah in the glorious name of the Lord. I greet him together with his family. I also greet our beautiful Radio Pulpit family in the wonderful name of our King. It is yet another beautiful evening in the presence of the Lord. Thank you.
Okay. I'm still waiting for you to finish because I know you can go on and on and on and on. And it's a beautiful day. Hey, yeah. Are you well, Professor? Are you well?
I'm well. Thank you. You like making these jokes with me.
but
all is well.
Yeah, but that's what you do.
I go on and on and on. Thank you, brother. Okay, thank you.
And then let's go in Cape Town with Baruch Yah. Tuda, Raba, Malak.
Ahi, Dumela. Ahi, Hukrisen, Lukala, Pagota, Ahi.
Hey, Banna. Leo, na Janum.
Okay, Kona,
Hukrisen. Hukrisen, 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 Awa, ke le bua ntate wa ka.
Shalom. Your household, the Prophet Mission Daisy, and the family, also to the beautiful family of Abu Kuti. When I say shalom, I speak about wholesomeness. It's in the thing, you're a mafia. Or it's going to be a mafia, not that one.
Yeah,
but
okay.
When there be a restoration, we may find peace in our hearts from every situation that we go through in our lives to be able to endure right until the end. So I greet you in the wonderful name of our Savior and Deliverer, Umsindisi Yahusha HaMashiach of Nazareth, and trusting that we're going to have a great show. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. And of course, our friends, you know, we have also our friends that will be joining the show, who have not, you know, spoken to us for quite some time. People like Sipati Tabudi will be talking to us there. Hey, Amelia will also be talking to us, quite a lot of them. Amelia Mabaso will be talking to us. Mukaitsi will also be talking all the way from Limpopo. She will be talking to us, and Mbeke Kumalo also, he will be talking to us. And Mampindi, I'm still waiting for you to send me your voice note on the issue, but I see that you have not yet sent it. But quite a lot of people will be talking to us tonight. And I spoke also to Lefaho Fasitole in Botswana to talk to us. And she provided us with two bishops and a pastor who will be talking to us about spiritual food. Look, I just need an honest indulgence into the topic as to what is spiritual food and what is spiritual food even all about. We will be touching quite a lot with regards to that. So Lebu will be talking to us about spiritual food. What is spiritual food even all about? And we give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor for the great work that he's doing through the shows, the evening shows. We exalt his holy name. There's no one like him. Now, spiritual food, essential for spiritual growth. What is meant by this? Now, the word of the Father in Isaiah 25, verses 6 says, "And in this mountain, the Elohim of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wines, of the well-refined wines of the lees, and of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines of the lees." What does it mean? Why is this mentioned as spiritual food, and why are we seeing a symbolic representation of this very aspect of what is implied by the spiritual food? And then we see that it is that which is prepared by the Elohim Yahuwah himself, our Father, Abba Yahuwah, who in his own way prepares that which our souls, our spirit should feed on. And as it is put there, he prepares the best choices of that which we need to partake on, that which we need to feed on. That's feeding our spirit, that's feeding our souls that we grow by. It is the food that only the Father can prepare for us. Only the Father can prepare for us. There are other spiritual foods that are prepared by other people, and they have nothing to do with the food that the Father has prepared for us. The devil will always try to copy anything that the Father does. He wanted to create his own throne, man. He is known as a God of this world, not of the earth, of this world. And so you would see how he would go and want to mimic this and bring some kinds of foods. And then you would see how people are feeding their souls on this in music, their souls, they feed their souls also in ambitions, the love of money, wrong business choices, and all those kinds of things. Yeah, we see that quite a lot. Now, but this is the food which is prepared by the Father for the children of his kingdom, for his household. He has prepared this, that we partake in it. He has prepared this, that we partake in it, you know. And this is for our well-being. This is for our spiritual growth. This is for the nourishing of our souls. That is what it is all about. That is what it says. That's what the word says there in the scripture that I have read. All right. If you look into Isaiah 55 verses 2, it says, "Why do you spend money on what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy?" Listen carefully to me. Ah, we start to see the food is what he says. It says, "Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance." The soul delighting itself in the abundance of what? Of that which he says, because he says, "Listen to me carefully." So we see, oh, it is what he says that feeds us, actually. Spiritual food is what the Father really is saying to us each and every time. Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 15, "And I will give you shepherds according to my own heart, who will feed you with knowledge." We underline that. The knowledge that comes from the Father is our spiritual food. It says, "Who will feed you with knowledge and also with understanding." We start to see, oh, understanding also. That is, understanding is comprehension. That is also spiritual food for us. That which he says, it is known as knowledge. It is also known as understanding. Oh, yeah. This is our spiritual food. Now, what do we feed on these days? When I saw someone waking someone from a coffin, and this guy, it looks like he was hungry, they gave him rice and what. Here in Johannesburg. I saw also the girl who is in three services with a short hand, and they performed the same miracle in all those three services, in different revivals, different services. The same hand is growing to be like the other hand. And then I asked myself, what's happening here? Okay, I saw another service where, and Professor, listen to this very carefully. I saw another service where men, these young men, young adults, are told to choose amongst the women. They choose there in the service. They choose there in the service. They choose. They choose life partners. They choose wives. No choice. So tete wena hamba. Jeremiah chapter 3 verses 15, "I will give you shepherds according to my heart." It is the food that comes from the heart of the Father. It is the knowledge and the understanding that comes from the heart of the Father, which is disseminated to us. Ezekiel 34:14 says, "I will feed them in good pasture, and their fold shall be on the high mountains of Yasharal," Israel, Yasharal. "And they shall lie down in a good fold and feed in rich pasture, and on the mountains of Yasharal." It means also all the forms of the shepherding by the Elohim himself is our spiritual food. It means all the guidance that he gives is our spiritual food. What are we feeding on? Do we know what spiritual food is even all about? These days we seem to be eating almost anything. Some people were eating snakes, others were eating grass. Just here around me in Pretoria.
Pila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, Professor, let me start with you. What comes to mind, man? What is spiritual food?
Thank you very much, Brother. You have laid the foundation that is a bit concerning and scary, because some of these things you're talking about, we've witnessed them, we've seen them, we are seeing people following on them. And you know, now seemingly there's more information that people are feeding on, which is not the information that comes from the Father. When you were talking about the true spiritual food, it is the food that is dished out by the Father. So the Father is the one who prepares this food. The Father is the chef in this case. He's the one who goes behind the stove and begin to cook what is needed by us, because we were created by him. So he therefore knows what we need and what will nourish our spirit. And hence we are talking about the spiritual food. As we understand what the food does in the physical body, so is the spiritual food in the spirit of a man. So we're talking about that which nourishes the man. We're talking about that which makes the spirit grow and be healthy. When the spirit is healthy, that spirit is alive in God and it lives in God, connected with the Father. So when you quoted Isaiah 25 verse 6, my brother, it is a scripture that highlights that there is already a prepared food that we need to go and look for. There is already a table that is prepared for the people of God, for the children of God, and for everybody. And this table has been prepared by the Father. And it says, and in this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people, not just the chosen people. So it means it becomes a choice of a person, whether the person wants to ascend to the mountain of the Lord, where the Father has prepared the food for his people, for them to be nourished in their spirit. And it says, a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wine on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees. So it's talking about that which the Father knows is good enough for us, that which the Father has prepared for every humankind, because it says the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces. It means not everything that is ingested is of a good choice. Not everything that we feed on is good enough. Hence, the scripture says a feast of choice pieces. So it means things have to be selected so that they can nourish our spirit. And when you continue to highlight this, it talks about the knowledge, as you're speaking about what we understand. The knowledge and understanding, it's what is the food of the spirit. Jeremiah 3:15, I'm still touching base on what you laid foundation on, Brother Ray. It says, and I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. And we must know that these shepherds, if they are coming from the Father, it means they are carrying the food that the Father wants us to feed on. And he says, this is the food which is the knowledge and understanding. So it takes us back to the origin of the real food that comes from the Lord. And what is that? It is the Word of God. It is the oracles of the Father. It is what the Father will tell us, and the Father will guide us to do, so that we can be led into what he wants us to do. So the Word of God, that which Father speaks to us, spiritual food. And we are reminded of Yahushua when he was in the wilderness having fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. The Bible says after he has fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he became hungry. And the tempter came. We understand what he came with. He came with his food. He came with his temptation. He came with his knowledge, because when we speak about the spiritual food, is the knowledge and understanding. So he came with the carnal knowledge, and this was the knowledge that he wanted Yahusha to feed on. When he had fed on that knowledge, then he would have aborted the will and the plan of the Father. So the spiritual food is nothing else but those information, that information and the word that will come from the Father in making sure that we grow in him. So going back to the story of the wilderness and the enemy tempting Yahusha, when he responded to him, he says, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Man shall not live by bread alone. So when we speak of spiritual food, we must know that that is the food that comes from the Father. And what is it that comes from the Father? It is the word that proceeds from his mouth. And what does that word do when it comes to us? This word gives us knowledge and understanding. And when we have understood and when we have known, we begin to have wisdom. And what do we do with wisdom? We are able to discern, we are able to distinguish, we are able to choose right, we are able to do the right things according to the leading and the prompting of the Holy Spirit. So the true spiritual food is the word of God, is the word that gives us understanding, is the word that God has given to some of his servants that they may feed us with. So this is what must always be in line with the character and the attributes of God. This is how we are going to discern whether the food we are getting is coming from the Father. You spoke earlier on about others feeding on the grass, feeding on snakes, and so on and so on. We get to be able to weigh and discern based on the character of God. So if we know who our Father is, we will know what kind of food he will give. We will know what he wants us to feed on, that we may be stronger in him. So we need to be wiser. And this wisdom comes from knowledge, and this knowledge comes from the word. So the true spiritual food and the food that we're talking about in this case is the word of God, is the understanding that we need to get from the word of God.
Okay. Wow.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you so much, Professor. Thank you so much. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout. Up to the hour 8, and then from there, it's men's dialogue up to 9 o'clock. All right. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Tell us how you feel about this. What is spiritual food to you? True spiritual food as a believer.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, welcome back. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. And of course, if you are connecting with us online, it's Radio Pulpit Jigelele. Thank you so much. I'm just reminded there, you know, it's Radio Pulpit Jigelele. All right, we are talking about the very notion of true spiritual food, what this is even all about. Let me go to Cape Town. Let me speak to Barukia Malak. When we speak of spiritual food, you know, I'm looking at Zephaniah there. Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 13. The remnant of Yasharal shall do no unrighteousness and speak no lies, nor shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed their flocks and lie down, and no one shall make them afraid. It means the truth is spiritual food, according to this word, the words of righteousness. Is the narration of righteousness is the spiritual food that the Father is talking about there, which makes them to have an effect of righteousness and truthfulness in everything that they say. What say you there?
Indeed, true. It speaks about us doing no unrighteousness, but it would mean that there is a pattern that we are expected to follow. So, and this pattern, there are laws, there are commandments, there are statutes. So, when we go and take maybe the loans in the banks and stuff, we have the terms and conditions in which the two parties get to agree by. And both the parties would have to respect those terms and conditions. So now, Abayahua has put in his statutes that we should follow. So there is a way, there's a tone, there is a pattern that has already been set for us to be able to work on. Now, I wanna bring in this picture in order for us to be able to understand, because there are few things that you quoted basically as the restoration of the remnant in the book of Zephaniah. I want us to look at this. We know that the Messiah was born in Bethlehem. That's what we call it in English, to say to Bethlehem, Yahweh Judea. But however, it becomes important for us to know what that word means, because it is going to help us in this path or in this truth that we are seeking in terms of the spiritual food. Because this Bethlehem, it simply, in easy translation, it means the house of bread. So the bait would be the house, and the laham would be the bread. So both words, when they put together, it is known as bait laham, which they call Bethlehem in English. Now, the reason why I want to bring this, because we're speaking of the food. Now, we need to understand in terms of when we do bread, why they say laham. Laham is not necessarily bread per se, but it is the process of making bread. So how uduba dough, you would get to use fist. Right? When you're kneading the dough, you would use the fist. It involves using the knuckles. Right, you push it, you stretch it, you fold it, you develop it into an elastic texture, right? And at the end of the process, then you put it in an oven, you bake it, and when the process is complete, it gives you the bread. So now, when we're speaking about this spiritual food, we need to understand it also involves the process, meaning that there are challenges as well that we will be facing. And in that, we are being strengthened in these challenges that we're going through, because we are being prepared, we are being needed. So as we are the dough, right? So part of it would be also that we have to count it. We have to count it all joy when we fall into various trials. So in us eating this food, we have to understand what process are we going through. We're reading the words, it's okay, but also there are trials. Professor, we spoke of the testing of HaMashiach. So we can see that these are part of things that we are going to go through, to say, when I choose this path, it's part of the food that I'm going to eat, to say, we say in Christianity, I will carry the cross, right? So when you are ready to carry the cross, it is part and parcel of eating this bread, to say, this food, to say, this is the walk, that I'm going to I should be expected to walk, meaning that there will be this testing, there will be this hardship, but it is about purifying us. It is about removing to mold us into what we have to be so that we can be able to enter the reign at the end of the day. So one other scripture that I want us to look at is Psalm 119. When we look at Psalm 119, I want us to look at from verse 25 to 32. Now, there's a word that is called Dalat. And when we learn about Dalat, right, which we say Dalat would mean the door, but then we have to be able to understand that within the word Dalat itself, right, which is the door in which we, or the path in which we are now starting to take, which is that of the bread that gives life, it means this is a path that leads us right into rest, into the covenant. So in the Dalat, it means then that there are statutes, there are commandments, there is a commission, there are decrees, there are laws, there is a manner in which when I want to follow the way, I must be ready to submit myself unto the statutes, because at the end of the process, I am going to find rest. So this is now what this word. So we are being pointed. The La in Dalat is pointing us to the that being those that you should say there's a way in which we have to be able to enter. When we look at and we can read number 27 of Psalm 119, which says, cause us to understand the way of your precepts, that we may meditate on your wonderful deeds. So we can see that now it's this particular pattern. So it is also the pattern which we have to walk through. And as a professor was saying that, speaking about the laws, the commandment, it requires obedience to say, noma kushisa kanjani. Right, we should be ready to be able to understand what is it that we have gotten ourselves into, what is it that we have chosen, because we say he is the potter and we are the clay. So therefore, we submit unto him, we do that which is his desire, and through that is how we've been molded, because at the end of the process, in us eating the spiritual food, we want to see ourselves entering the new Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Now we read Psalm 119, verse 1 and 2. It says, Baruch are the perfect, or blessed are those who are blameless, who walks according to the law of Abba Yahuwah. Baruch are those who keep his statutes and seek him with all their hearts, and they do no wrong. So we can see now that we are being fashioned, we are being molded, that now when we keep the statutes, now as we said, it's the part of the bread, that now there is an expectation to say, when we live in this way, when we meditate in this way, then it means it helps us that there shouldn't be any wrong in us. So it will put us like a door. We will go through these trials and tribulations and all that because it has to be. We have to be strengthened. Like also gold has to be put into the fire. Looking at the scripture in the book of Genesis, chapter number 17, verse 1, it says, Abraham was 99 years old when Abba Yahuwah appeared to him and said, I am Yahuwah Elohim, meaning I'm Yah, your Almighty, and says, walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Right? And now the result is it says in number 2, then I will make my covenant between you and me, and you will be greatly increased in numbers. So now, that covenant is what we see at the end of the process, to say, when we're speaking of crowning, when we're speaking of our names in the register, that when that book is opened, we are counted amongst those whose name appears, and we are being crowned because we walked in obedience, we rejected everything that leads us astray. So, yes, it's a working in progress. We are learning what is wrong, and that which is wrong, we start to isolate, we start to remove it from us, because now as we read in the Word, we are being molded, and there are visions that we tend to understand His Word much, much better. And we can see the do's and the don'ts. And by so doing that, it's us eating the spiritual food that will nourish us, that will nourish our spirit to, at the end of the day, it leads us into following HaMashiach. So when the Messiah entered and he became man, it means he also had to pass through this particular process of going through these trials and tribulations. That is why we saw there was so much of wrestling around him, that they wanted to stone him, that he got whipped, you know, all the work that he worked. So it is how we should be able to understand, to say, this is part of and parcel of what we have to go through. When we come to submit and we say we want to come and to serve Abayahua, it means we have been taken into the wilderness, and in the wilderness, it is where he wants to really define or even show or even give us his word. And there is that wrestling match which we have got to win, because we have to stay in his word. Shalom Rabbah.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Masimdumise hoqo ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no Ayanda Nenema. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina kuKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Let's go to Botswana. I spoke to Lefa Hofa Sithole, and what comes to mind with this, and provided us with the servant of the Most High to actually give us some light into this. Welcome, sir. Greetings.
Spiritual food. For a Christian, spiritual food is anything that feeds and strengthens the soul and our relationship with God. Spiritual food is vital for spiritual growth, just as the physical body is vital for the body. Mm-hmm. Now, what is spiritual food? Number one, the Word of God is the spiritual food. We need the Word of God in order for us to grow in faith. The Bible, in the book of Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Mm. So regular reading, studying, meditating on Scripture helps believers to grow in faith and understand God's will and stay spiritually strong. Mm. So we need the Word of God to sustain us. The other very, very important menu in the table that God has set before us is prayer. Prayer is spiritual communication with God. It feeds the soul through connection, guidance, and peace. Just to be connected with God through prayer nourishes us, and it gives us peace and guidance and also joy in our hearts. Mm. So this is where Christians express their hearts, seek wisdom, confess sin, and listen to God's voice in prayer or through prayer. The other very, very important part of the menu is worship and praise. Worship isn't just singing.
Yeah.
It's turning the heart towards God. The Lord Jesus said, you know, God is looking for worshipers who will worship him in spirit and in truth in the book of John chapter 4, verse 23, 24. So worship renews the spirit, brings joy, and aligns the heart, you know, with God's purposes. We also need the Holy Spirit's presence, you know, as we continue, you know, to nourish our souls. So being filled with or led by the Holy Spirit is essential spiritual sustenance. We must continuously be in the presence of God, being watered by, you know, the water, the spiritual water, which is the Word of God, which is the Holy Spirit. Being filled with the Holy Spirit or led by the Holy Spirit is essential. It's very, very important in order for us to bear fruit, to show that we are growing in the likeness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. So we need to be filled and be connected to God by the Holy Spirit. Fellowship with other believers is also very, very important. Being part of the church or spiritual community encourages and strengthens faith. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 to 25 urges believers not to neglect meeting together, because mutual encouragement is spiritually enriching. So by meeting with others, we are enriched, we are encouraged, we are nourished. Obedience and living the word. Jesus in John chapter 4, verse 34, he said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me. So that he was obedient. The Bible says Christ was obedient even to the point of death. So we need to be obedient to the word of God, the word which we feed from, which we hear, the word as we read the Bible. The key and the very, very important thing for us to be spiritually nourished and fulfilled is obedience and living the word. So with those few words, I believe that we will continue in the presence of the Lord. We will continue in the Lord for us to grow and be one with Christ in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you so much from Botswana. This is just fantastic.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Hlala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
All right, let's listen to Sipati Tabudi. Sipati is to be part of this show on Sundays, man. Sipati.
Interesting topic on the true spiritual food, and I can't help but think of a few scriptures. The first one that comes to mind is Matthew 4, verse 4, where Jesus Christ says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So he basically teaches us that God's word is the true sustenance for our spirit, you know?
Yeah.
And also, there's a scripture in John 6, verse 35, where he says he is the bread of life, and whoever comes to him will never go hungry, and whoever believes in him will never be thirsty. So Christ himself is the ultimate spiritual food that sustains eternal life. Doing his will or God's will is also our spiritual food. And what am I referring to when you read on John 4, verse 34? It says that my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. So Jesus was stating to his disciples that obedience to God's mission was his food. So likewise for us as his children, our spiritual nourishment comes through living out God's purpose, which is very important. And so those are the scriptures that I can think of that basically speak to the true spiritual food. You know, when you think about physical food and how it nourishes the body, God's word and Christ himself is the food that we need in order for us to nourish the soul. And just to summarize it, basically, so there's about three or four points I've made to say that the word of God is our spiritual food, meaning we ought to know his word. We ought to spend time in his word. And not just that, but we ought to do what his word expects of us. And the second point is that Jesus Christ himself is our spiritual food, where he refers to himself as the bread of life. Doing the will of God is a third point I made. So obedience to God's will, you know, is spiritual food for us as his children. And lastly, the work of the Holy Spirit, you know, which produces righteousness, peace and joy, is our spiritual food. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sipati Tabudi. We really appreciate true spiritual food, what it is, even all about what the word says with regards to this. And much of the times, things we need to be careful about when it comes to spiritual food. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Pulapula iRadio Pulpit, ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho iapp yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka kuDSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona naku OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit 657.
Let's talk to Mpiake Kumalo Puti.
Uktula, Pastor. Uktula, Gubalali Lubongi, where it up on Pete. Mpiake Kumalo, Orlando East. Baba, Mbongalil Tuba, Ungulungula Snigalo, and I'll watch him perfumule and I'm able to soul and I'm shanje.
Hallelujah.
The true spiritual food. Okay. Oxygen goes in your cabana, Pastor Ray, with you. The spiritual food is the word of God. But in time we call an alien, which is in by year to eat temperate the Gangulungu.
Yeah.
O Kazuti, O was a single Io. Kungana Umlo Mokel. And then he always started to Guno Gusha, Ugamoya, Loko Shoyola, Gulas Shogosuti. True spiritual food. Ukudla kukaboya kungena ngamehlo. Ngoba uma sisabuka izinto la emhlabeni, siyazithatha ngamehlo lawa wethu sizifake kuleli thempeli lomzimba kaNkulunkulu. Zifike ke zifune isakhelo esizokwakha kuzo le zinto esizibona ngamehlo wethu. Matthew 5, verse 29. After ama beatitudes, as a law column, Luches, go verse 29, Oti, Oma isola kologune and a lukubegisa, likepe. Ulilashe. That's a powerful statement. Uthi ngokuba kungcono kuwe ukuba kubhubhe sibe sinye ezithweni zakho kunokuba wonke umzimba wakho uponswe esihogweni. Izinto esizibukayo. ziba ukudla ngemizimba yethu uma zizongena ngesango lamehlo. Enye futhi indaba ekhuluma ngamehlo wena Pastor Ray lapha kuMatthew 18. KuMatthew 18 verse 9. Nakhona lapho ubefundisa uJesu ngokuthobeka nangesikhubekiso. Uthi kuverse 9, noma iso lakho likukhubekisa likhiphe ulilahle, kungcono kuwe ukuba ungene ekuphileni kuneso linye kunokuba uphonswe esihogweni somlilo onamehlo omabili. Ukhuluma ebantwini abangaphili ezulwini, abaphila emhlabeni la kukhona khona zonke leyiphithiphithi esibhekana nazo Pastor Ray.
Yeah.
Kube sibili, ukudla kukamoya kungena ngezindlebe. Izaga 18 verse 15 ithi inhliziyo yoqondileyo iyazuza ukwazi, nezindlebe zabalungileyo ziyafuna ukwazi.
Yes.
Ifuna kanjani indlebe ukwazi? Izinto esizilalelayo umnyango othumela imilayezo esizwayo phakathi kwethembeli ukuthi zifune indawo isakhe inhliziyo, yona ndawo ke mhlambe engakwazi ukuthi iyiqoqele zonke lezi zinto lezi esizizwayo nesizibonayo ezingena kule thempeli njengoba singabantu. And then ku-Revelation 2 verse 7 Pastor Ray, ngiyacabanga ukuthi nakho lokho kuyofanele ukusivula amehlo singabazalwane sisasenkosini. Revelation 2 7 ithi onendlebe makezwe lokho akushoyo umoya emabandleni. Onqobayo ngiyakumnika ukuba adle kuwo umuthi wokuphila oseparadisi likaNkulunkulu. Ukudla kukamoya kungena ngamehlo, kungena ngezindlebe. Ngaphezu kwakho konke Pastor Ray, akubo bonke abalaleli be-Radio Prophet, ukudla kukamoya yizwi likaNkulunkulu lona lodwa. I think i-Romans chapter 8 if I'm not mistaken. I-Romans chapter 8 uma ungafunda lapha u-1 and 2 Pastor Ray siyangivala. Ithi kanjalo akusekho ukulahlwa kwaba kuKristu Jesu, ngokuba umthetho kamoya wokuphila okuKristu Jesu umkhululile emthethweni wesono nowokufa. Amen. Ngiyathemba Pastor Ray isikhathi osibekile isona lesi engifinyelela kuso khona manje. UNkulunkulu engathi angasibusisa, abusise kungene imeseji le ey'nhliziyweni zabantu bawuzisise, siyentshise le nkulumo silokhu sibuyela kuyona. Engathi besingaba nesikhathi eside Pastor Ray sikwazi ukuyizwisisa yonke le nto le, sichaze siyenabe, ngoba iwona Jesu akade ekuzele la emhlabeni ukuthi sidle izwi likaNkulunkulu kunazo zonke ezinye izinto. Thula makube nathi Pastor Ray, Jehova uNkulunkulu asibusise egameni leNkosi Jesu Kristu. Amen.
Asibongeke baba umpi yakhe Khumalo, inkosi ikwenze kahle nje kakhulukazi. Siyathokoza ngendlela eyisimanga.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.